Will it be on VOA?
Well, perhaps. It's possible.
Nous avons entendu Edward s'entretenir avec Ndiogu Marley. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Ndiogu a 11 garçons et 11 filles. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Baba est un fils de Ndiogu. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quel est le surnom du fils de Ndiogu? Zeggy. 2. Qui vend du café tout bas? Marie, la sœur de Ndiogu. 3. Pourquoi la tasse de café tout bas est-elle vendue à Edward à 500 francs? C'est le prix pour touristes. Et vous, que pensez-vous? Faut-il fixer un prix touriste, oui ou non? C'est à vous maintenant. Nous allons apprendre des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Écoutez et répétez. Sons. Daughters. Wife. Nephew. Écoutez leur traduction. Fils. Sons. Fille. Daughters. Femme. Wife. Neveu. Nephew. Répétez ces phrases qui établissent les liens dans la famille de Ndiogu. Abdou is Ndiogu's son. Kani is Ndiogu's daughter. Hawa is Ndiogu's wife. Baba is Ndiogu's nephew. Vous allez répéter ces deux expressions utilisées par Edward et Ndiogu. Come on! Business is business. Vous pouvez les utiliser pour dire « voyons » et « les affaires sont les affaires ». Nous avons entendu la deuxième partie de l'entretien que Ndiogu, le coxeur, a accordé au journaliste Edward. Vous avez répondu vrai ou faux à des énoncés et répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Enfin, vous saurez utiliser les expressions « come on » et « business is business », n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. En anglais, comment est-ce qu'on invite de façon amicale ou familière? Eh bien, on peut commencer l'invitation par « why don't ». Ce qui est sous-entendu ici, c'est l'idée de « why not ?» Pourquoi pas? Comme cette phrase qui dit « why don't you join us ?» Tu nous rejoins? Ou bien « why don't we go see a basketball game ?» On va voir un match de basket? D'autres exemples d'invitations amicales, informelles? « Why don't I take you to dinner ?» On sort dîner? Why don't we connect on Facebook? On se connecte sur Facebook? Autre formule d'invitation. How about? Et si l'on faisait? Et si ou pourquoi pas? How about se traduit plutôt par et si l'on faisait ceci ou et si l'on faisait cela? How about we tour Washington? Et si on faisait une visite de Washington? Vous êtes les bienvenus. How about we have lunch? On sort déjeuner? How about we go to a concert? On sort voir un concert? Autre formule d'invitation. How would you like to? Aimerais-tu? Est-ce que ça te plairait de? Des exemples. How would you like to hang out? On passe un peu de temps ensemble? How would you like to run in the morning? Aimerais-tu faire du jogging le matin? How would you like to go to the movies? Aimerais-tu aller voir un film? Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner participe à une réunion publique, a public meeting. au cours de laquelle on discute un sujet controversé. The topic is controversial. La construction d'une route qui passera par un parc. The building of a road which would go through a park. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à participer à une discussion et à exprimer votre opinion. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à interrompre un interlocuteur lors d'une discussion animée. Excuse me, excusez-moi. Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames, why? Pourquoi? May I continue? Puis-je continuer? You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire cela. Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide. Keep calm. Restez calme. Martin participe à une réunion. Martin is in a meeting, au cours de laquelle deux participants ou plusieurs autres participants discutent. Chacun veut justifier sa propre position. I think it's a very bad idea. Je pense que c'est une très mauvaise idée. It will be easier to cross the park. Il sera plus facile à traverser. Écoutez le reste.
This is only going to work if everybody works together. I don't see how we're going to be able to get the city to...
I don't think we
can. Excuse me. What are they talking about? Hospital and mileage.
Could we have some order? Thank you. That's better. Now we can hear.
May I continue, please?
Yes, go on.
I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it.
That doesn't make it a bad idea.
Don't be stupid.
Please, please, let's discuss this calmly. I would like someone to state the problem clearly. Martin, could you explain? May we start with Martin, everyone?
Okay, I said, well, go ahead. Let's Martin, go on.
Okay, Martin. Tell everyone what this is all about.
I'll try. This is the idea. The city wants to build a new road from north to south. It would go through Central Park. The idea
Why?
Is...
Why?
Please don't interrupt. You can ask questions after Martin explains.
I'll answer that question now. The new road would help people on the north side of the city to get to the hospital faster.
It would be 8 miles shorter.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. It would save lives.
That's right.
You don't know that. You don't know how many lives it would save. Maybe none. What difference does 8 miles make?
I've studied that.
You have studied it? He studied history when he was in college.
What does that mean?
You don't know anything about it.
Gentlemen, keep calm, please. Martin, please go on.
Let me repeat. The road would go through the park. It would help people get from the north to the south more quickly.
And the people from the south to the north.
Of course. I was thinking mostly about the hospital.
You can't take sides.
I'm not taking sides. Let me tell you the other side. The road would destroy quite a lot of the park.
It would destroy all of the park.
Yeah. The park would be ruined.
It would go through the middle.
But that's terrible. Can the city do that?
Of course we can. We've planned carefully. We have looked at all the arguments. We studied it when we began planning.
Don't be absurd.
Mr. Strother, please. Please be polite. You can disagree politely. I want Martin to finish. Then we can discuss it.
Lors de la réunion, le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre. En général, les gens montrent leur colère de plusieurs façons. Certains élèvent la voix, d'autres utilisent des mots pas toujours flatteurs. Écoutez ces gens qui sont assez fâchés.
Excuse me.
May I continue, please?
I hate it. Don't be stupid.
Why? You can't do that.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre pendant la réunion. Il dira plusieurs choses comme « Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames » ou bien « Please don't interrupt ». Écoutez le reste.
« Excuse me, could we have some order? Please, gentlemen, ladies, keep calm. »
Pourriez-vous utiliser des expressions qui aideront les participants à garder leur sang-froid et laisseront aux autres le temps de parler et de s'exprimer? Essayons un tout petit peu ensemble. Par exemple, l'un d'entre eux dira, That's stupid. C'est ridicule ou c'est stupide. Et vous, vous pouvez dire, en tant que participant, vous direz, That's enough. C'est assez. That's enough. Ou bien, il y en a un autre qui dira, You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire ça. Et vous, vous pouvez dire à côté, Calm down. Calmez-vous. Un autre dira encore, Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Et vous allez dire, May I continue? Je veux continuer. Puis-je continuer? Let me finish. Laissez-moi terminer. Ou bien, vous pouvez encore dire, Please don't interrupt. N'interrompez pas, s'il vous plaît. Écoutez le reste. Essayez vous-même de donner des réponses.
That's stupid.
You can't do that.
Don't be absurd.
You can't take sides.
This is not going to work out. We don't get everybody working together on this. It's not going to be a doable.
I'm going to get angry. Please let Martin finish.
All right.
It's not
going
to make any difference.
Lors d'une discussion animée, on a parfois tendance à interrompre les autres interlocuteurs pour pouvoir exprimer notre propre opinion. Voici quelques expressions qui vous aideront à interrompre un interlocuteur lors d'une discussion. Écoutez bien.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute.
Pardon me.
Excuse me, Martin.
Hold on, Mr. Strother.
May I add something here, Martin?
Je vais les reprendre. Excuse me, excusez-moi. Wait a minute, attendez une minute. Pardon me, pardonnez-moi. Excuse me, Martin. Excusez-moi, Martin. Hold on, Mr. Schroeder. Attendez un peu, Mr. Schroeder. May I add something here? Puis-je ajouter quelque chose à cela? Vous êtes en groupe avec plusieurs personnes et il y a une discussion assez controversée qui se déroule. Il faut donc que vous appreniez à utiliser certaines expressions parce que, comme tout le monde, vous allez vouloir interrompre cette discussion et parler peut-être de ce que vous, vous voulez apporter à cette discussion. Donc, quelques commentaires peuvent suivre. Par exemple, il se peut que vous êtes d'accord avec ce que l'interlocuteur dit, à ce moment-là, vous direz « I agree, definitely. » Je suis d'accord, définitivement, I agree. Ou bien, si vous n'êtes pas d'accord, vous pouvez dire « I disagree. » Il se peut que vous vouliez interrompre en disant « Just a moment. » Un instant. Just a moment. Un instant. Ou bien, si vous voulez ajouter quelque chose à ce que la personne dit, Just one or two things. Je voudrais ajouter une ou deux choses ici. Just one or two things. Si ce que la personne est en train de dire vous met en colère, ou à votre avis, ça ne va pas du tout, vous allez dire, You don't know that. Vous ne savez pas cela. You don't know that. Ou bien, What? Comment? Ou bien, I don't like that idea. Je n'aime pas cette idée. I don't like that idea. Ou bien encore, That's ridiculous. C'est ridicule. I think it's a terrible idea. Je pense que c'est une mauvaise idée. Essayez de choisir un sujet intéressant et formulez un argument pour ou contre pour renforcer votre position. Et allez-y avec vos amis. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye. Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have a special guest with me.
Je suis Daniel Crafton. Bienvenue à tous.
And welcome, Dan. We're very happy to see you. And you can find us. Thank you. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook, Anglais Télé. And you can listen to our little video lessons over and over as you need to. Today, we are going to talk about a subject which is close to Daniel's heart. See how physical I am? To his heart.
And to yours, too.
And to mine, too. We both love to travel. Let me dress up again.
Yes.
We're not traveling outside.
Everybody out there likes to travel.
I think everyone loves to travel. And so we're going to break it down. We're going to start with the simplest form of travel. And I think everyone knows what that is. Let's start with Dan. Let's tease him and see.
How about walking?
Walking is the most simplest way to travel for a human being, that
right.
is. Right. We walk on our feet, on our legs. Do you like walking, Ben?
Yeah, I like walking.
Oh, he doesn't sound like he loves walking. I love walking.
I don't walk enough, but I like walking.
Okay, he doesn't walk enough, but he likes walking. I love walking. Walking can be for leisure, you know, if you like to walk, to stroll, or for exercise, and that means, you know, you're really walking very fast.
Especially overseas when I'm walking.
Ah, he likes to walk overseas. This is also vocabulary linked to travel.
Right.
Overseas means over the seas. So
away from America.
Away from America for Dan, that is.
Right, yeah.
Maybe for someone in Mali, overseas
would
is...
would be here.
Exactly. All right. So let's go to the next simplest form of transportation or movement. And I put down here bicycle. Will you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. And
a lot of bicycles in the world.
A lot of bicycles. In fact, in some countries, the bicycle is really major.
It rules.
It rules.
Nobody can afford gas.
I know.
Traffic
jams. Bicycle, you just need your two legs, right?
Yes.
And two wheels, a good bicycle.
In some countries, there's millions of bicycles.
I know, like in China, right?
Oh, really?
They're all, you know, at a bus stop. A lot of Asia uses bicycles. And Africa, too.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
I grew up with a lot of bicycles where I grew up in Kenya. A lot of bicycles. Okay. So we've covered two modes of transportation, walking, biking. Let's take a pause, and we'll see you in a minute. Je suis Michelle Joseph. I'm Michelle Joseph. And we have
Daniel Crafton.
Oh, yes, great.
Bienvenue en tour.
Bienvenue. Welcome, Daniel. Yes. Okay. And we're talking about travel. And we are going to go to the next mode of transportation, which is very common for all of us. And it is the car.
Right.
Okay.
Too many cars in the world, but...
Right, the car, la voiture. I think everyone knows what that is, all right. Do you like cars, Dan?
I like to drive, actually.
He likes to drive. So to drive is the verb connected with the car.
Right, just put me in a car and point me somewhere, and I'm there.
Okay, so he doesn't need a GPS. You put him in a car.
Yeah, right. I am the GPS.
And he's gone. He's the GPS because he loves traveling.
Right.
And where would you drive, Dan, around here, for example?
I wouldn't drive around here.
Oh, he wouldn't drive around here. Where?
I'd drive somewhere far.
Somewhere far. So
maybe Canada.
Canada. Okay. So you have to drive north, south, west?
North.
East, north. So
very far north.
Very far north.
About the borders about 800 kilometers.
Okay. About 8 to 10 hours drive.
Oh, yeah.
Or more than that, actually.
Yeah, 10.
10 hours or maybe...
To the border.
To the border of the U.S. and Canada. Okay, right. That's a lot of driving.
Well, I mean, I'd stop on the way.
Right. There are many stops on the way. That's